Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Diana and Annabelle with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, fire bans have been instated for a swath of areas across southern Queensland. Residents in Toowoomba, the Southern Downs, Western Downs and Goondiwindi have come under the ban. This will expand tonight to a much wider area, including Somerset, the Lockyer Valley, Ipswich, Brisbane and Noosa. The entire ban will take place until next Tuesday. The Queensland Fire Department wrote current conditions are perfect for bushfires to spread quickly. This comes as Queensland experiences its driest start to spring in 20 years, with temperatures in the 30s expected all week across the region. Extra firefighting resources have been distributed across Queensland in preparation for bushfires. And Dr. Marianne Gale has been announced as Queensland's new Chief Health Officer after an almost year-long search. The state has not had a permanent CHO since last December, with Dr. Gale set to take the position at the end of this year. Dr. Gale previously held the Deputy Chief Health Officer position in New South Wales during COVID-19. She began her career in Townsville and also spent 5 years treating refugees with Doctors Without Borders. She will also take on the role of Deputy Director General of Population Health while separate recruitment processes for Chief First Nations Health Officer begin.
In national news, the Coalition could soon recommit to nuclear after the Shadow Energy and Emissions Reductions Minister Dan Tehan said he saw a future for nuclear in Australia. After returning from his trip to the US on Monday, Tehan noted the overwhelming agreement on the Coalition side that nuclear needs to be part of our energy mix, with concerns that Australia will be left behind. He pointed to research into microreactors, which showed they could be ready to deploy by 2035, saying they would be economically viable and very cost efficient. The nuclear commitment is to be adapted from the same policy that was taken to the last election, with account to the rapid developments that are occurring in the area. And a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into waterway contamination has made two findings relating to the Bulubula River in the Central West. Signs have gone up in the area warning fishers and swimmers of toxic chemicals. It comes after New South Wales waterways were found to be exposed to unacceptable levels of harm when the EPA failed to follow standard precautionary measures. The inquiry found the state's EPA had taken too long to test fish taken from the river, despite the community's own accredited testing showing the water life containing high levels of synthetic chemicals and copper. The warning signs were installed late last month at 15 sites, more than a year after the contaminants were found.
In international news, the Israeli Navy has intercepted the Global Samud Flotilla, a fleet of vessels operated by pro-Palestinian activists. At least six of the 49 vessels in the flotilla have been intercepted, including the boat carrying Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, who has been taken into custody. Almost 500 activists are a part of the flotilla, an initiative focused on delivering aid to Palestinians in Gaza. Members of the flotilla described the Israeli Navy's interception as active aggression, and Turkey's foreign affairs minister said it is, quote, an act of terrorism.
For your weather today, Brisbane is heating up as we get closer to summer, so leave your jacket at home and don't forget your sunscreen. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 8.3, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.